Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome back to Blues Library Podcast. This is Ashley, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Lexi.
I don't like this new intro. It's not, I've got so used to the old one, it's freaking me out.
Sorry about that. So today we are going over all of our favorite 2022 things. What things are we going over, Lex?
We are going to we're going to tell you what our individual like top three pod books were that we read. Everybody's going to be able to guess my first one. And then Ashley's going to tell you her favorite books of each, or that she read each month. I am not that organized, so I'm just going to list out three. I think I might have two in here that's the entire series, though, so fucking sue me, Ashley.
It's okay. I have a lot of those.
Then we're going to tell you our top five favorite makeup looks that the other person did. And then we're going to have some honorable mentions. I capped mine at a certain number. I don't know how many Ashley capped hers at.
I have six.
That actually works perfectly. I have seven, so...
Oh, hella bet. Okay.
All right. So is our plan for today.
So do we want to go reverse order or normal order?
Reverse order? What do you mean?
Like, do we want to go 3, 2, 1 or do we want to do 1, 2, 3? For pod books.
Oh, I was like, what in the fuck are you talking about? We can do reverse order. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Lexi, what was your third favorite pod book that we did?
So this is my favorite thing. Other than the first one, I don't know that I necessarily have like the favorites. So my 2 and 3 are very interchangeable, but for my third one, I put Kingdom of the Wicked.
The whole series, or?
Yeah, let's just say the whole series. I really like that series.
That was a fun one. It was kind of crazy. It went off the rails a little bit at the end.
Did, but I really liked it.
It was good. I liked it a lot. All right. My number three is A Shadow in the Ember by JLA. It's my first time reading it.
Do you remember how I was like, you should read this? And you were like, I don't know. And then you were waiting for ACOTAR podcast until Blake told Mads that she should read it. Because you're like, well, I don't know. And I was like, it's so good. I feel like every time I try to convince you to read a book and you're like, I don't know, you end up loving it.
It's true, though. But I really, really liked it. I thought it was really good.
Very good.
What's your number two, Lex?
My number two is The Dare by L. Kennedy. I should probably clarify. That one. I had a hard time because it was either that one or The Risk for my number two in the Briar U series. And I was like, okay, no, we're just going to go for The Dare, okay?
Well, I also have a L. Kennedy book for my number two, but it's The Legacy. So, ooh, okay. I really liked The Legacy. I wish it was spicier, but it did a really good job of answering the questions that I had during the series and things that I wish had happened during the series and like kind of tying them off nicely with a little bow.
Okay.
So, I really enjoyed that one.
That one's a very good one. I just love all Kennedy books. Can you tell?
Yes.
I got my 1 and 2 and I almost put my 3 as The Risk and I was like, no, I should probably have something else in here too.
All right, Lexi's gonna tell us her number one and we're all gonna act super surprised. Ready?
Ashley, can you guess it?
Is it The Deal?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I never would have guessed. Never. That was totally out of left field. I never saw that coming.
No. If anybody asks me, like, and don't get me wrong, like, I love, and like, I'll tell you, like, oh my, like, or say something like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite book right now, but this one always is just number one no matter what.
And considering that it is January 3rd and his birthday was 2 days ago, it works out perfectly.
What is your number one book, Ash?
Okay, my number one book, and I'm really surprised this one didn't make your list, Sorrow in Starlight by the Twisted Sisters.
You know,
Zodiac Academy 8.
Here's the thing, is I was like, I could just put the whole entire series, but then I was like, that's like, that goes way, way, way beyond, like, way, way, way beyond 3 books.
So I picked that one because it got, like, all of my emotions going. Like, I was crying, I was laughing, I was happy, I was super depressed. Like, I just had a really good time, like, reading it emotionally, and yeah, I did cry a lot.
See, here's the thing is, the entire book is not my favorite thing. Just from where Tori gets Darius to the end is my favorite. That's
the last 10% is Lexi's favorite.
So I can't really count it as my favorite book. I'm really upset. Like, why did they have to wait till the end
really
of the book?
I really enjoyed all of it.
I cried way too much.
It ran the gamut of my emotions. So, like, I was like, this is a good book. Okay. All right, guys. So, Lexi, you have 3 favorite books from the year.
From the
year? Is
that
what she said?
From the year? What?
So, I am doing my favorite book from each month.
Oh, these are my top 12 of the entire year because I'm not organized enough to know what books I read in what year or in what month.
Okay. I thought you said you picked 3 and that was it. I was like, oh, cool.
When did I say I picked 3?
I don't know, in all honesty. I guess that my brain heard that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll start with one. The first book. Go ahead, Lexi.
Mine was Say You Swear by Megan Brandy. And by the way, I have a slight idea of when in the year I read this because of my Amazon Kindle Unlimited reread insights or whatever, or read insights. So Say You Swear by Megan Brandy. You guys are about to learn starting today that I really, really, really love Megan Brandy books. Even though I've cried my fucking eyes out with some of them, okay?
That's fair.
Yeah.
She's a great author. She writes really good rom-coms, but like not like a typical rom-com. Like the Christina Lauren and like things like that.
I was about to have all of my first review blogs be Megan Brandy. So after the first 2, I was like, okay, let's split it up a little bit. Let's add some variety in here.
Take a break. Okay. My favorite read in January was the Zodiac Academy series because I started it the beginning of January after we posted our first episode. And Lexi was like, you need to read this book. Darius is my favorite. Blah, 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 blah.
She didn't get it.
So I went ahead and started that and it was phenomenal.
Until I told her, I said, stop, do not read further until book 8 comes out. You are going to regret it. Because I made that mistake.
Yeah, and then I got super anxious and stopped.
Are you happy I told you to stop?
Yes, because my anxiety would have been through the fucking roof.
Yeah, now you understand why I've been maybe more anxious than normal this last year. I thought about that series like every goddamn day. Okay.
I had to like actively force it out of my brain. Okay, what's your number 2?
Just Flock.
Throwback to our best of 2022 so far.
Only Flock. Just only Flock. That's all you need to know.
My February book that I enjoyed the most. This is the series, the entire Mindfuck series by ST Abbey.
Yes.
Fucking phenomenal. Like, so fucking good. I loved every minute of it. And like, it was super hard to read sometimes, but I was fucking entranced. It was so good.
Yes.
And we will be covering it this year.
Yay. I'm so excited.
All right, Lexi, number 3.
Oh, I'm glad you're keeping track of the numbers because I'm not, because I ended up changing my number 2 last minute.
We're doing really good.
Number 3, Haunting Adeline.
Ooh.
We're covering that one this year, too.
I don't even think that's on my list.
But it has your honorable mention. I love how we're whispering like nobody can hear us.
I know, right? Tragic. Okay. Haunting Adeline.
One of my favorites. Just, oh my God. At first, though, I don't know if I mentioned this ever, but when I first started reading it, I was a little confused and I thought it was like maybe some like ghost thing. And so I was like reading it in my room, right? I had the lights off. I probably had a headache or something. I was like, okay. And then I got terrified. So then I left. I went and sat with my mom. And I followed her around because I was scared. And she was like, will you leave me the fuck alone? I'm like, no, mom, you don't understand. I'm terrified right now.
I'm like not even surprised. Like, I can see your mom be like, you good, bruh?
Dude, the last 2 weeks, like, my mom's been like, will you just leave me the fuck alone, please? I'm like, I have no friends.
I am not your mom. You're not a kitten. Leave me alone.
Pretty much.
I said, I am not your mom. She is your mom. Oh my God.
Actually, what's your number three? That was tragic.
All right. My favorite book in March was 1% of You. And I love it. I think it's a super cute book.
Yes.
Obviously, we covered it for the pod, so we both liked it.
Yes. I told her that was one of the ones I told her to read because beforehand she hated the books I read. But here's the thing. I, one, don't necessarily need spice. Okay. If you give me Can't even relate. Just a little bit, I'm fine. Secondarily, I really, really like slow burns. So Ashley gets nervous when I tell her to read a book. This it's was true. One of the ones I told her to read and she ended up finishing it. And she's like, oh my God, that was so amazing. I was like, I know. I pick good books. Thank you.
Yeah, but sometimes they're slow burns and that's just Dude, not the
I
move.
Love it. I love it.
Okay, number four.
Number four. My number four is Torn by Karen Cole. It is like pseudo uncle because he's not really her uncle. It's her dad's best friend.
Oh, age gap.
Mm-hmm. But I loved that one so fucking much. I want to do a reread of that.
All right. My number four is a completely different direction. In April, the book I loved the most was A Million Kisses in Your Lifetime. And I am fucking obsessed with that book. And at some point, the episode will come out.
We've had it done for like 6 months. It's going to come out this year. I can't remember exactly when I updated our calendar. Go check it out if you want to know. On our website.
Dude, my tooth, like my front teeth are like really cold right now. And I don't know why.
I don't know, but you sticking your finger in your mouth is freaking me out. So I'm going to cover you. I'm weird about,
it's making it hard to breathe.
I'm weird about people chewing. I'm weird about like feet. And then I'm also weird about like mouths. Okay. Number five is Badly Behaved by Megan Brandy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, she's just such a good author. Okay.
Love.
My favorite book in May, because this is when I finally read this book, even though it came out in February, was House of Sky and Breath. And I'm extremely upset with Lexi, and we'll talk about this right now, because Lexi sent me a TikTok the other day, and I looked at it, and it had the spoiler for the ending of House of Sky and Breath. And I was like, you fucking whore.
Here's the thing. There was no spoiler warning on it. And had Ashley not said anything, I would have gone on not knowing a goddamn thing because it never said that it was the spoiler for the ending of it. And first of all, if you're going to fucking post shit with the ending, fucking post a spoiler, because had it had that, I would have scrolled. I didn't know. So exactly. I just started reading. And so then Ashley
Use
calls
spoiler
me.
Spoiler warnings, friends.
Ashley got mad at me. And I was like, it's not my fault that the bitch didn't post a fucking spoiler warning.
I know. I'm still mad about it, actually. So let's move on. Okay. Lexi, what's your six?
The Mindfuck series by S.T. Abbey. Oh, also, if you guys didn't
fucking
know.
Phenomenal.
If you take out the periods and undo the spaces, it spells stabby. Which fits the main character. Also, I read something. For anybody who doesn't know, the author tragically passed away in a car accident. But I read something. Somebody had, or a friend of the author or something had posted, because that was one of her pen names, that she really mm-hmm. wanted to write a dark romance and use Stabby as the like pen name. And I just loved that. That was my favorite thing ever.
Also, the original author, like her pen name is S.T. Abbey, but the one that she writes the most under is C.M. Owens.
Yes.
And I talked about them. Like, I read a bunch of them over the course of the year, but they are really, really good. Yes. I really liked them. My number six, Necessary Evils series by Onley James.
I knew that was going to be on there.
Fucking love Onley. Okay, listen. So, Onley James, she only writes M.M. under Onley James, but that's her pen name. And her real name is Martina McAtee. And, okay, listen, this is a deep dive because I'm, like, obsessed with Martina. Okay, so her real name is Martina McAtee. She wrote YA romance before she switched to MM dark romance. Okay, so you can still find her books, Martina McAtee. And her and her niece have a podcast. It's called the We're Here for the Occult Stuff podcast. And yes, I listened to that one too. And it's so, like, she is so funny. And, like, I absolutely adore the Necessary Evil series. She writes such good MM. Like, the characters are so diverse and so, like, they have such deep personalities. And I fucking loved it. Like, and they're really short books too. So it's okay. Like, it's my fave.
I'll be checking those out this year.
She's phenomenal.
Sold.
All right, Lexi, what's your seven?
Seven is going to be another one that we're going to have on the pod this year. I've not finished the whole series once Ashley and I decided we were going to do for the podcast because I wanted at least a few of them to be like my first reaction. But mm-hmm. It is I think this one's the third one in the Devil's Night series. It is Kill Switch by Penelope Douglas. Let me just tell you, the first two books, I fucking hated Damon, okay? With a burning fucking passion. I was like, can somebody kill this motherfucker, please? Just kill him. We don't need him. But then I got to this book. First of all, absolutely in love. Second, fucking Winter is the fucking bomb, okay? One thing I really loved, so she is blind. And at first, it took me a second because I didn't quite connect the dots because it didn't come out right out and say, oh, she's blind. So I was really fucking confused.
Is that the one where, like, chapter 3 is when she first is like, bro, I'm blind? And everybody's always like, holy shit. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like now that I know, I should have picked up on that a lot sooner.
My favorite book in July was the Twisted series by Anna Huang. Okay. Fucking phenomenal. Another I loved this I entire series. And actually, so for Christmas, I ended up buying Twisted Love, the first book, for my mom. And then Twisted Hate, the third book, I got for my sister.
Which one?
And Hannah. And she's actually going to be on the pod this year, guys. And so you'll get to hear a lot from her. And I'm fucking stoked for her to read it because I told her what it was about. She's like, I need this one. I was like, fuck yeah, you do. Like, so I loved those.
You're gonna have to tell me what your mom thinks.
The perfect amount of spicy and plot. I will tell you.
You know, scratch that. I'm just gonna text your mom and be like, tell me what you think about Twisted Love, please. It's one of my favorites.
I will. You do that. You do that.
Okay. Right. I think we're on number 8.
We are.
My number 8 was Sinners of Hawthorne University. If I remember correctly, I think this one was a reverse harem. I don't know. I read a lot of reverse harems, and it was really hard to pick between my favorites. But I was like, I have to add a reverse harem in here. I can't remember the author, by the way, either. So hold on. Like, give me 2 seconds, and I'll find the author. What are you doing? You look very confused. Ash?
Oh, it's Eva Ashwood.
Oh, yeah.
Because I read that one, too. But I read that one, I think, before we started the pod. Yeah. It's a good one. I liked that one. I got a...
Also, I want to announce this now because I'm very excited. Ashley and I have not, so far, on the pod, done a reverse harem. Now, if you know anything about Ashley and I, we love our reverse harems. So we're going to do yes. one this year, and we're very excited.
Fucking stoked. Okay. My favorite book of August was The Court Legacy series by Eden O'Neill. This one is dark romance. Very dark romance. I think there's only 3 books out. They're done in like duologies. So the first two are one couple and then the second two are another couple. And the fourth book, the last time I checked, is not out. And oh my god, it's so good. It's fun. Like, I love this book. Obviously, check your triggers. It's dark romance. But god, so good.
I feel like I've read that one because I remember the name of it. I just don't remember it.
That's fair. You probably have. Like, I feel like I told you to read it and you were like, okay, bet.
probably. That's typically how it happens.
All right, Lexi, what's your number 9?
Give Me More by Sarah Kate.
God, the Salacious Players Club.
Mm-hmm. I really
fucking love. Well, so
I had a hard time picking between that one and then whichever one was the stepsister, stepbrother one.
Yeah, Eyes on Me.
Yeah, Eyes on Me and Give Me More. I had a really hard time picking between because I actually really liked both of those. I mean, I liked Praise too, but let's just say the whole, yeah. Let's just, like, honestly, let's just put my favorite as the whole entire Salacious Players Club series.
I liked Eyes on Me, but, like, also that's my thing, so.
That entire series is just going to be my number 8 because that one was so fucking good.
It's so good. I love it.
What is your number 9? I don't know the month anymore. September. What is your September?
Yes. Good job. Okay. September, mine is the Valentini Family series by Serena Aykroyd. You know I had to get my girl in here somewhere. Yes. Okay. I love Serena Aykroyd. And the Valentini family is like an Italian mob family.
Okay.
And it connects to, like the, oh shit, what's the other one? The Dark and Dirty Sinners MC series. So, like, they're, like, intertwined almost. So good. So good. And, like, most of her series are intertwined. So, like, you end up, like, reading one series and it's like, hold on, wait, I want to read this one too. So, it's addicting. She's a super good author.
Very, very good.
And she has a really good blend of spice and plot.
So when I was putting I still need to redo my bookshelves, but I actually found out one of the books that I got from the Romance Reveal Club was actually a Serena Aykroyd book.
What one?
The Dawn.
Okay, wait. So that one is the series that I'm talking about. I think it's that one's book 1. The second one is The Lady and then The Consigliere. And like.
Read what this says really quick. Every Dawn.
Every Dawn needs his lady. Oh, dude, that one is so fucking good. And okay. I like perfection.
Okay, after I get caught up on the books that I'm supposed to get caught up on so we can record, I'll read that one.
Relatable. Okay. Was that your September or October?
I haven't read that one. That was me telling you I got one. I'm sorry.
Was that your number 10?
No.
Did we just talk about your number 10?
No, we did not. I was just telling you that I got it in the book.
You're still talking about my number 9. Okay. Lexi, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is Under Lock by, I hope I'm saying this right, Mariana Zapata.
Oh, she's a good author.
Yeah. Under Lock, have you read that one yet?
She did. No, so she's the one that did From Lukov with Love and The Wall of Winnipeg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay,
I actually really want to read The Wall of Winnipeg, but I went to Barnes & Noble and I picked it up and I was not ready for how long it was. But have you've not read Under Lock yet?
Oh, hold on. That looks like an MC book. It looks like I'm adding that to my list right now.
Well, actually.
Is it a race car
book? No, wait, hold on. I mean, I think it's like there's a friend that's, I don't know. It's not really an MC book, though.
Hold on.
There is a motorcycle.
Okay. Never mind. Looks like, okay, hold on. Is it Slow Burn? Because that's all she writes is Slow Burn. And so that's why I'm like worried.
Not, I mean, kind of, but not like Slow Burn level that I love. So you don't have to be concerned.
Okay.
I think it's only like 300 and something pages too, so it can't be that slow burn.
Okay. This is like, now I'm wondering if like I'm going crazy because I'm pretty sure it's her that wrote Wall of Winnipeg. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And From Lukov with Love. Okay.
You should
From Lukov with Love. I'm going to. So From Lukov with Love is a ice skating romance, actually. I fucking loved.
That one's on my list.
It's super good. It's enemies to lovers and like ice skating. And like, I love ice skating. I was obsessed with Ice Princess when I was little. So yeah.
Yep. Same. I had a friend too. When we lived in Utah, she did figure skating. And so I would go to her practices with her. and I loved it, and I thought...
Was it Bailey?
Mm-mm. Angela.
Okay.
What was your...
My October.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Ashley, what was your October book of choice?
Go ahead. Okay. I picked this one instead of doing everything this woman has ever written because I'm obsessed, okay? Because it got me started on the whole binge of everything she's ever
read. I swear to God, if our tens are the same, I'm the one that fucking... Is this the one I recommended to you and you loved and you went off and wrote or read all of... Dude, our tens...
Oh, yeah,
I think
Rena
our tens
Kent,
are the same.
Man.
Our tens are the same.
Dude, okay. So, God of Malice yep. is what we're talking about. By Rena Kent. My God. So fucking good. And, like, this book is a continuation, like, a combination of two of her series together and the kids in, like... Yeah. So, this one was so good. And I absolutely loved God of Wrath and God of Pain as well. God, she's such a good writer. And she picks, like, they're so spicy.
So, like, I'm actually, the funny thing is I'm surprised that when I told you to read this one, you hadn't read it yet. And I was like, what? Because that was, like, so weird that you didn't read, what, like, something, like, of that level yet, and I'm the one telling you about it, and you were like, what?
I know, and then I, like, read it, and then I was like, hold on, I think I've, like, read about these, like, parent characters before. So, like, I was like, what? And I looked back, and I'd read, like, the entire Royal Elite series, and that's, like, those are the kids that are at, RU or whatever it is, Royal Elite University. And then I started reading the other parents' books from, like, the American side. So good. Guys, Rena Kent is phenomenal. Okay.
Check your triggers.
Very much.
Also, I got the numbers wrong. Yours, your 10 and my 11 are the same. So.
Oh, okay.
So you can tell, my 11 is God of Malice by Rena Kent. Again, I read this one before Ashley, so this one would have been earlier, but again, I'm not that organized, so I don't know when I read them all.
It's okay. I guess I'm forgiving you. Okay. November.
I already said mine. What's your November?
So my November is Faking with Benefits by Lily Gold. This is, like, it has a really cute, like, rom-com, like, cartoon cover or whatever. It is reverse harem, so it is not very rom-commy. That being said, it is very rom-commy because there's, like, a lot of, like, fake dating and, like, stuff like that too. So, very cute. I really, really liked it. It was the best one that I read in November. Also, November was when we started doing our rereads of Zodiac Academy. Yeah. So, yeah. That was a rough month.
Very rough.
Okay. What is your 12, Lexi?
My final last one. Favorite of the year is First Down by Grace Riley. It is a fake dating college sports romance. Football.
Stop.
To be in particular.
I am so shocked that you have a football one.
Right? Do you want to know what my second one, which one I read right after that was? The Fantasy League. It is another football fake dating sports one.
Oh my God.
I know. Surprising,
guys,
right?
Because, like, you hate football romances.
Like, I don't know. I think the reason I hate it so much is because I don't understand football. I've had so many different people try to explain it to me, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Okay. However, if you take me to a football game, I'll go and I'll fucking party and you'll not even know that I don't really give a fuck about football. So where it's at for me with sports romances is going to be first and foremost hockey, baseball, just because all of the baseball ones I read, they're fucking hot.
You're right.
Cue Dirty Curve, my second book review of the year. But no, my first and like my top... Like, the only sports romance I'll really, truly, like, read and absolutely love and read probably the entire series for is hockey.
I feel that.
However, I'm kind of hoping, because it wasn't specific to, like, the series being football, I'm kind of hoping that we get with their, like, at least one of their brothers, because one of his brothers plays hockey.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, now we're all very shocked that Lexi has a football romance in here. But it's so okay. good. You have to read it. It's so fucking good.
What was it called?
First Down.
First Down. Is it by Grace Riley? Yep. Ooh, I see why you picked this one.
But like, I would kind of went into it going, I'm not sure. I'm like, I just don't know. But then I started like really getting into it. And I was like, okay, wait, this is actually fucking phenomenal.
Okay. My last favorite book of the year, my December book, was Does It Hurt by H.D. Carlton. And it was so good. Like, read your fucking triggers. Yes. Okay, there are so many things in this book that will, like, could be potentially triggering. Got sharks, captivity, ghosts, shit like that. It was so fucking good. Like, enemies to lovers, this girl, look, I'm not even going to say anymore because this is the book that is coming out as the book blog on Friday. So if you want to know more of my thoughts, check out the book blog on blues-library.com.
I'm glad you're not saying anything more because this is actually on my list and I don't know too much about it. All I know is that so far every H.D. Carlton book I've read, I've loved.
So good.
Wow, we both had an H.D. Right. Carlton book on here.
I know. I'm shocked.
Can you tell what we like?
Drill. Okay.
I had to, like, most of, like, for whatever reason this year, I read a lot of dark romances, and so I was like, I should probably, like, put some things in here that aren't quite so intense.
No,
make everybody
I, like,
worried about my
dark
mental
romance
health.
Is my vibe, I guess. Yeah. We're already worried for your mental health. Let's get into our makeup looks before we hit our honorable mentions. So, I'm going to say my top five makeup looks that Lexi did. And Lexi's going to say her top five that I did.
You go first.
Are we going to go backwards or forwards? Because mine are in order.
Mine are not in order. So you pick whatever you want.
Cool.
Mine are not
I'm
in order.
I'm
going
to go backwards. All right. I'll go first.
I told you to
so
go first.
So my number five. Shut up. My number five. My fifth favorite look that Lexi did this year was the Kingdom of the Cursed. Black and gold smoky eye with like a silver liner in the shape of a cornicello horn.
I forgot about that one.
It is very cute. I'm just like a whore for a smoky eye. So like, and it looked so good. And Lexi doesn't do liner very often.
No.
But I think it looked so cute.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Lexi, go ahead.
Do you want to do all five of yours? Because mine are not in order. And so I feel like this is going to get confusing.
Okay. So that was number five for Lexi. My fourth favorite of Lexi's looks was The Dare, where she did a red, yellow, and blue. You know what I'm talking about. Red, yellow, and blue eye look with shimmers. And then an ABC, like kind of like a teacher thing because the girl was a teacher. And then the other side is my favorite. Okay. It was a green penis that we had my boyfriend come help to make look more realistic and ended up adding pubes to the fucking dick.
And my eyelashes with the mascara just added to the look. Let me just tell you really quick. My family, when we posted that, texted me and was like, do you know what that looks like? I'm like, it's supposed to. Like, how did you not get? They're like, well, we weren't sure what it was, but we just wanted to make sure you knew what it looked like. I'm like, it's exactly what it looks like.
Okay, not gonna lie. So as I was like getting ready for this, and I looked at the your Zodiac Academy one, and high key, the wave definitely looks like a penis. Like. And I know you didn't do it on purpose. Nope. And like, I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, that's a penis.
Here's the thing. I can do most of my looks that come out really bad. If I were to do it on somebody else's face, you'd be like, oh my God, that actually is pretty good. On my own face, I don't know what it is. I've never been good at doing makeup on myself ever. So like, it's really
funny. It just
makes
me laugh.
But I had a picture.
On purpose penis and a not on purpose penis.
I had a fucking picture of like a little like painting of a wave trying to do that on my eye. The other thing that I do is I pick the wrong eye when I start doing the really complicated shit and then I can't see shit.
Yeah, you do that a lot. I'll like Lexi and I do our makeup like on the phone with each other a lot of times, and like we'll be on the phone and Lexi will just be like, shit, I did it again.
Yep.
Okay. My third favorite, top three bronze medal here, the play, which is the red and blue, where she included her brows. So she did a red brow with a blue smoky eye and then a blue brow with a red smoky eye. So fucking gorgeous. And honestly, this would have been my number one had we not had the other two that you know are about to be mentioned.
No, but
Okay.
seriously, like, I actually really like that red and blue, and I wanted, like, if it was more socially acceptable for me to do that just as an everyday look, I probably would.
It looked so good. Like, it's so pretty. Okay.
Thank you.
Number two, silver medal from Blood and Ash. The dagger with using this SFX blood. I love it. I think it looks super good. The fiasco that was getting the dagger done with your family was
Oh
hilarious.
my God. So I was on FaceTime with Ashley. My brother and sister-in-law were over. So I had my first, my mom was helping me a little bit, like get the handle, because I was like, why does it look fucking weird? Then my brother, like aggressively moving my head and my neck. And I'm like, I'm fucking done. But I
He's
did
like, the
really like
campus
it.
isn't cooperating.
Yeah. Ashley was on FaceTime for all of that.
I don't, that was so funny. Okay.
I loved that one, though. That one was pretty good. Tooting my own
All
horn.
right.
My
And then
own
Take
horn
It
out here.
Home the Gold, my favorite look that Lexi did this
I know what
year.
it is.
Kingdom of Flesh and Fire, the Woven.
Amount of mental and emotional breakdowns I had. I spent $200 on this, on all of the stuff for this. My first fucking special effects makeup look in like how many years? And I was like, I was about to give up, and then I was like, you know what? No, I spent 200 fucking dollars to get the supplies for this. It's going to happen. And then I scared the shit out of not only my dogs, but my brother's dogs. And when you have a giant fucking German Shepherd growling and barking at you, jumping at you, it's a little scary.
It looks so fucking good. Like, I was like, Lexi went all the fuck out. Like, it was so good. I loved it. Number one, blew everything out of the water.
That
Like,
one's my absolute favorite that I've done. So I just also, do you remember how you were so fucking confused? Because you're like, oh, like, when are you gonna have your makeup done? And I was like, I don't know. And then it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was still up, like, doing this shit. And I just remember you
yes.
were confused as fuck. And then I wouldn't tell her or show her what I was going to do until I had it all on. And then I FaceTimed her, and she like was just dying.
Dude, I was so like, I was like, why is your makeup taking this long? Like,
Why is it taking a
are
full
you putting
24
it on with
hours?
like, are you using a little detail brush and like doing your foundation? Like, what the hell, bro?
You were not expecting what came onto the screen.
No. But it's so, like, it's so good and I fucking love it.
Thank you.
All right, Lexi, take it
The
away.
fact that I knew that one was going to be your number one.
Oh,
Okay.
fuck yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go. Okay. My absolute favorite, there's two that I can't quite pick between. Oh, there's three. No, fuck
Oh,
it.
no.
So these are my
I know that
top.
one of them's gonna be on there. Okay,
Which
go ahead.
one? Tell me which one you think.
My absolutely horrid gemstones. It took forever to take off my face and put on.
Surprisingly, I forgot about those because they were so far in my text. But yes, that we're gonna put that as my honorable mention makeup look. For one of my favorites.
Okay.
Okay, so these three, I cannot decide which one I like more, okay? But there is your Beyond the Veil look where you were the whatever they're called.
The Wild
Yes,
Hunt
the
with like
Wild
the
Hunt.
blue.
Yes, fucking loved. You killed that one. Then your Crown of Gilded Bones with her eyes and the like how they shine. Fucking
Yes.
loved. Again, you slayed on that one.
That's
Then,
so funny because I fucking hated that look. Like, I was
oh,
like, I look
dude,
so bad.
no, I
Like,
fucking love it.
I'm like
Then,
FaceTiming my sister in England and I'm like, help me, how do I fix this?
dude,
Like,
it looks so fucking good. So good.
thank you.
Okay, then your Zodiac Academy Faded Thrones with the moons, and then I think it was stars.
Yes.
Yeah. Loved. Absolutely loved. Okay. Then I loved your, I hope you remember what looks that you did.
Let me pull up the Instagram.
The score. I loved your,
hold on. Okay.
Your crying one. I loved that one. I really liked the score.
Oh my God.
Then you're going to hate this one because you talked about how you hated this one at one point in time.
No.
The chase. How you said you hated your dragon. God. I love it.
Oh my God, dude, it looks like a fucking lizard. Like, it looks like
have
a damn lizard.
Have you learned nothing from Zodiac Academy? Dragons are just oversized lizards, okay?
It looks like an iguana.
But no, I...
And, like, I've held an iguana before. It looks like a damn iguana.
No, dude, I love your... I love the chase. But now, like, yes, no, now that, like, I remember the fucking gemstones, love. Love, love, love.
I'm, like, low-key upset that my Nectis one didn't get any sort of mention, okay? Because I painted the top half of my face black for that shit.
Here's the thing. I was going through text messages because once we decided I was uploading Instagram, I'm horrible at two Instagrams at one time. I forgot to post to the other one. So... Yep. I should have gone through the TikTok. But yes, your Nectis one was, now that I like remember all of them, yeah, no, the Nectis one was pretty fucking bomb too.
Thank you.
You gotta keep in mind, I went through, we send so many fucking pictures and videos to each other that it was hard finding the ones that I found, and I was going through Instagram too, which is not great.
I feel, honestly, you'll laugh when I tell you what I did.
Like, honestly, all of the fucking, all of your makeup looks, you just fucking slayed. There's not a single makeup look that I did not absolutely love that you've done this year or last year.
Thank you. That means a lot because I spend a lot of fucking time like planning them and like doing them.
And then there's me sometimes last minute while we're recording. Oh, this is what I did. Zodiac Academy.
Been there, done that too. If you haven't wondered why those aren't posted yet, there you go.
Yeah, I can't also, do two. I can't do yeah, two life's posts hard. At once. Yeah, life's been real fucking rough.
Okay, let's finish this puppy off with honorable mentions.
Do you want to do all of yours and then I'll do mine?
Let's go back and forth. Okay. Let's volley this back and forth. Okay. So I'll go first and then you go.
What's your first honorable mention?
My honorable mentions are the authors, Serena Aykroyd and Rena Kent. Okay, I know I already talked about them, but they deserve a whole ass honorable mention too, because they're so good. Your turn.
So the second surprising football romance that I had already mentioned earlier, the Fantasy League. Fucking adorable. I'm just going to give you a little thing. So he's her personal chef. He's in the NFL. One of her best friends is the coach's daughter. And they're like, oh, you need to fix your reputation. You need to find yourself a fake girlfriend.
No, I remember this one. I've read it.
And like, so like we find out really early on in his point of view. So this isn't a spoiler that he actually does really like her. Right. But when he goes to ask her out, she's like, oh, I drugged you on accident. And like, she doesn't believe it because, you know, the whole first like 8 months that she's been working for him was just a shit show. And yeah, adorable. Fucking adorable. I love it.
I remember that. It is really good. It is a good one.
I thought it was super
okay.
Cute.
My second honorable mention is the Kings of Cyprus Point / Kings of Cyprus Prep.
That one's so good.
By Nikki Thorne and Rachel Jonas.
So
fucking
good.
Love it. So fucking good. It has like one of my favorite series enders that has ever happened. Just because of like personal stuff, you know, like her dad is dead and like pregnancy romance and like that. And I fucking like it is such a good book and I love it.
My second one is 10 Trends to Seduce Your Best Friend by Penny Reed. Fucking loved because this man is just so fucking awkward. Like, not necessarily awkward, but like just so just the way he is. Just you need to read this book, okay? It's just so fucking good. It needs to be on your list. And it will be on one of the our blog reviews. I think it'll be the fourth one, so watch out for that.
Dang, you're like hella planned out. I barely have like my first two done.
Remember how I told you let's just start doing it at the beginning of November so that we don't have to worry about missing things?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Pretty much all of the books that I'm reading right now, I'm like, ooh, we're gonna add that.
Okay. My third one is the U of J series by Ali Cizza. It's C-I-Z-A, so I think that's how you say it. But this one is the first one is a former cheerleader football player, but like she has really bad experience, and she's no longer a cheerleader because of her experiences, and he likes her and she likes him, but like she can't, like she's like in hiding basically, and like super good. I think there's four books in the series so far.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. And I think there's like they're all considered sports romances because like the player, like the male either plays like football or like baseball or soccer or like something like that.
Okay.
Super good.
All right.
Number three.
My number three is Nyx by Serena Ackroyd. Loved it. Oh! Ashley, I was looking for an MC book and Ashley sent me this one. Fell in love. We'll continue to read Serena Ackroyd, and that's going to make Ashley so happy to hear. I will continue reading Serena Ackroyd.
I fucking love.
Dude, like my experience the last couple of like MC romances that I've tried that I picked myself have been horrible. Like, do you remember that motorcycle that I sent you and that's the bike that he was reading in a fucking MC?
Yes.
And I was like, that's like an old man motorcycle. What the fuck? No.
That's a moped.
So then it was like, it was difficult because then it was like, yeah, okay, pretend that it's a Harley or something, right? No. When it says every single time he's talking about his motorcycle, the type of motorcycle, instead of being like, oh, my bike or my motorcycle, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, just fucking no. And a lot of them have been like
that. If you want an MC rec, let me know because I've got quite the repertoire of MC recs. Yes. Okay. Maybe that's what I'll make a TikTok about it so that y'all don't have to like talk to me because I don't want y'all to feel pressured to like, Ashley, what's a MC rec?
But she also, if you do want to do that, if you have any or anything that you want to know, and she probably is your person to go to.
Probably.
If you just want, like,
I read a lot.
If you just want somebody to be like, hey, what, or you want to go be like, what book should I read next? You can message me. I'll give you a random book to read. But if you want a very specific recommendation, Ashley's your girl.
I read a lot.
I wish I had the time to read more.
Oh, guys, good news. I also made my 300 books in 2022 reading goal. So that's good.
I didn't even try to put a reading goal, but I did read 150 books this year.
Damn.
Not including the podcast. Good job.
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm proud.
Thank you. Me too.
All right. My number four. And I will rant and rave about this book forever.
Snorted?
Legendborn. Yes, you did snort. Okay, Legendborn by Tracy Dion. So Legendborn it's set at UNC. So it's set here, like where I live. And it's so good. So it's a King Arthur retelling. But there's magic and there's different kinds of magic. And it's such a great commentary on like racial inequality and like just inequality in general. And like, it's so entrancing and like just so fucking good. And I love it so much. Plot twists galore. The second book is out. I think it's Bloodmarked. And I haven't read it yet because I'm waiting for the paperback version to come out because I have the paperback version of the first book. And it really bothers me when they don't match. So waiting for that. But super good. You won't regret reading it. It's so good.
Okay.
And it's YA. So like, it's not like smutty or like anything like that. But like, I still absolutely love it.
That's saying a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that doesn't happen very much.
No.
All right, you're number four.
It's the Sweetest Revenge series. I can't remember the author, so at this point.
I remember you talking about that one.
Yeah. Hold on. It's by Helen Scott. The first one is Bloody Princess. You remember that one?
Yes! Because it has the girl on the cover with, like, blood on her chin.
This one, I think...
That is a good one. I think I read the first two books, and then I, like, got entranced by another book.
Let me see really quick, because I want to be... Oh, yeah, so just to give you guys some info. So, basically, her sister had died at college, and it was ruled an accident, but she doesn't believe that, so she goes to the college to try and figure out what happened.
Also, if you have read that series, and you're looking for something similar... Check out The Ruthless Boys of the Zodiac by the Twisted Sisters, because I'm reading that right now. And, yeah, that's what's up.
Or
it's Kings, also reverse harem. It's also a murder mystery.
Kings of Quarantine. We're doing that one on the pod, though. So if you want to read along with us, you can look at...
It'll be a blast.
You can check out our website. I have the calendar uploaded. I'm just going to continue saying that because the last two times I said it was going to be updated, it wasn't, but I updated it. It's updated. All the way through October, so.
Yeah, it's bit, like, it's updated, fam. Okay. My number five is the T.M. Frazier, like, so obviously we did the King series, right? And right at the end, when we were doing Preppy's books, I started reading the rest of the books in that universe, and... They were so good. I mean, obviously, there's All the Rage, which is Rage's book. What's the one that I really, really liked?
I don't remember.
There's Allie and Jake's book, and that's the first one that, like, comes before the King series, like, starts. And that one is my favorite. But then there's Up in Smoke, which is Smoke's book. It's, like, a book for everybody that is in the universe. And it's so good. Like, I really, really enjoyed those. Obviously, check triggers.
Yes.
All right. What is your number five?
The Words by Ashley Jade.
Okay, I've almost started that one, and then I remember that you, like, told me to be careful because it's got, like, a dead parent. Yeah. And so I'm like, but I keep seeing it pops up on my For You page, so I might just have to bite the bullet.
The other one that you need that I, like, I want you to read, but I don't want you to read unless you're ready, that also has the death of a parent, and I believe this one's actually during the book, if I remember correctly, is Say You Swear by Megan Brandy. But that one is
I feel like
so
I've read that one.
Good.
I feel like I've read that one. Hold on, I'm gonna check.
Yeah, no, Say You Swear is one of my absolute favorites.
I'm like 50%
since
sure
I have I have more books or more of on my honorable mentions than you, I'm gonna go ahead and say my next one too, so that way we end in a not awkward way.
Don't we have sevens?
You had six. I had seven.
Yeah, but I added Haunting Adeline.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
What's your next one, Ashley?
The Crave series by Tracy Wolf.
That series fucking pissed me the fuck off.
It's so
good. I've not
read
the last one still. I've not read it.
The fourth one? There's five out now.
Yeah,
so.
No, the fifth one, I've not read it. We read together one through
four. I haven't read the fourth and fifth. No, we read one through three because Covet wasn't on.
Oh, motherfucker. We've got two more that we have to read.
Kindle Unlimited. Yeah.
We're going to have to do those ones the same way we did the rest of the series.
We will. Like, read them together, tandem read.
Yeah, that series pissed me the fuck off.
Buddy read. That's the word. Dude, I love that series. It's so good.
Off.
Okay.
Poor Jackson.
I mean, I loved it so much. I dropped like $300 on special editions. Like,
not me.
That I didn't get for too many months. Okay.
All I'm going to say is I swear to God, if my Darkly edition of the off-campus series doesn't actually ship by the end of January, like they say, because they were doing their fucking... their read through to make sure everything was right, I'm going to fucking riot. Cause
I bet you $10 it doesn't happen.
My number six is the Boys of Briar Hall series by Elena Lawson. So Crooked Crows, Wicked Trials, Twisted Games, Warped Minds.
Ooh.
Love it.
I think I read like one book of that series.
You read Crooked Crows.
Yeah, because you were mad at me.
I don't remember that. But...
Because you were like, I found it and I was going to read it first.
Oh, yeah, no, because you read it and then you were like, oh, I'm going to get here. I'm like, no, no, no. Stop stealing my books.
All right, my last book is Haunting Adeline, the whole cat and mouse duet. Super good. Fucking love. Obviously, we're going to cover it this year, so we've already talked about it.
She only added it 30 minutes ago when I put that down as my top 12.
Shut up. Okay.
All right. My last, and keep in mind, so far, and this is saying a lot considering that I've only read the first three, and there's like, you're supposed to read the first three in the Addicted series, Addicted to You series or whatever, and then switch over to the other series that is like the siblings books. And I've not gone that far because I'm too broke to buy books right now. However, in the next 2 weeks, be expecting that those will be finished. But so far, what I've read from the Addicted to You series by Krista and Becca Ritchie, oh my God, I love, love, love. We should do that some point on the pod. Love.
That's a lot of books, though.
Still. Wonderful. We can do it for 2024.
We'll throw it in the book or in the box for 2024.
Perfect. But no, that series, just absolutely wonderful. Check triggers, but I do recommend reading that. But some of them, like some stuff in it is a little difficult. So just be mindful of that. But yes, that is my last honorable mention. Are you like proud of me for actually limiting as much as I did?
I am, actually. I'm very surprised. Like, I was expecting so these are the 30 books that I really loved this year.
Here's the thing. Unless there's something in it that I really have a problem with, or for example, and I'm just going to put this out here. Somebody, please message me and tell me whether I should or not. But I have a problem with one author in particular, just from how she does the triggers. I'm not going to fucking email you a list of my fucking triggers. It is your responsibility as an author to put it in the beginning of the book.
I agree.
However, on TikTok, you remember how I told you that I've seen like five of those videos one time and like one day?
Yes.
That is almost every other video now is somebody recommending that one book I wanted to read, but it's by that author. And I didn't realize until I pulled it up on Kindle and I was like, motherfucker. So do I bite the bullet and I read it or not? So unless it's like,
what is it?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it now, but anyway, so should I like just bite the bullet and read it or no? But secondarily, unless there's like a big problem with that, I don't truly like hate books. I'm like open enough to being able to like read and enjoy pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So not like Ashley All where right. it has to be smutty or I hate it. Unless it's Legendborn. It doesn't have to
be. Or Lightlark. I just finished that one. That one wasn't really smutty. I mean, it's YA, so it's got like a YA level smut, but.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you guys so much for like being here with us while we like started this podcast. There have been some rough patches, but like we appreciate you guys sticking through and listening with us. We really enjoy doing this and we have a blast with it. And we enjoy talking to y'all too. So
and
thank you.
We have some also really exciting stuff that we're in the or that are in the works for this year that we're very, very, very excited to be able to share with you when we're ready, which hopefully will be in the next couple months. But we're very, very excited.
Yeah, we're fucking stoked.
And none of this would happen if it weren't for the fucking podcast. And even like though, like it's not super big, the amount of like people that we do have listening, like honestly, we probably would have never thought of this. So
thank you guys so much. Thank you for making 2022 a great year for us on our pod. And guys, in case you didn't realize it, it's our pod birthday today.
Yeah.
Yay! And we're really excited. So Blue's Library is 1 year old today, so that is awesome.
Woo-hoo!
So again, we'll let y'all get going. Really, that was embarrassing.
Outro. Why don't we like do our normal outro, Ashley?
All right, Lexi. So if you guys want to see all of our beautiful makeup looks, if you want to chat with us, anything like that, hit us up on our socials. TikTok is at blues.library. Instagram is at blues.library and at blues.librarypodcast. Twitter which we sometimes use, is at blues_library. And then Lexi.
And then we've got our website. We have our website that is blues-library.com. You can find our favorite our makeup looks. You can find our calendar, the links to all of the places you can listen. You can also go to our last episode that we have uploaded. Then we also today started a book blog. So right now it's just book reviews. It won't necessarily always be that, just anything with books. But that one we have, if you go to our tab, you can read all of those. You can also comment on there, interact, fun. I like that idea. I thought it was cute. Ashley's looking at me really weird. Now I feel really uncomfortable because I don't know what I'm saying. please rate and review our podcast. It means so much to us. Please follow us on all of our social medias. We would love that. Talk to us too about anything, really. We're down for pretty much anything. So thanks for putting up with
you guys again.
Shit show of a show for the last year. We love you.
It started off so bad, man.
But it's going to get better. We're going to just keep growing from here. And we're very excited as we learn new things and everything. So.
All right, guys. Have a good week. Have a good start to your new year. Happy 2023.
Our next book. Our next episode.
Lexi, what are we doing next week?
So next week we are going to be starting what series is it called?
Priest.
That's the series? Okay, I wasn't sure if that was the series or not. Okay, we're going to be starting the Priest series. So we're going to be doing book one, which is Priest. These are by Sierra Simone. We are very excited. Ashley, last episode, made a comment about, well, we're not really religious people. And my favorite thing was 2 pages in, he's already talking about wanting to shove his dick in our mouth. And I about died. I was in the parking lot at work reading it, waiting to go in. And I was just dying because I was like, oh, Ashley.
Listen, okay, leave me alone. Anyway, thank you for listening this year, guys. Casual, awkward peace sign that you guys can't see.
Wear your condoms, take your birth control, take your
antidepressants.
Take all the meds that you need to be taking.
Wear a coat. It is cold outside. Unless it's not cold outside, then still maybe bring a coat because sometimes it can get cold. Okay. Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you next week.
I'm not talking to you.
Bye.